It was clearly user error. A Stella Firma fanfiction, written by Cousin Shelley, read by God of Laundry Baskets. It is rated teen and up with no pairings. Resulting in numerous injuries, multiple traumatized young Flubinar offspring, a permanent worldwide ban on Stella Firma terraforming services, and possibly the declaration of another civil war between opposing political factions. Hartrow shoved the printout across the table at Trexel, her face pinked with anger. All because we trusted you with the project. By the board, Trexel, what could you possibly have to say for yourself? David Seven, who sat next to him, watched his mustache twitch. Trexel glanced at David, already looking guilty. It was David's idea. It wasn't, David said. In fact, I told you that the design looked too dangerous. You said it was too dangerous for children, David, and it was never meant for children. It's an amusement park, David countered. For adults, who clearly should have been more careful and read the disclaimers. Hartrow cleared her throat. 17 of those adults were flattened in one of the events on opening day. The one that sounded like a dance party, but ended up requiring patrons to dodge multiple hydraulic presses. She leaned over the table and squinted at the paper. Smashing Jamboree. It's in the name, Trexel moaned. Besides, they all survived. They're a tiny, squishy species. They'll spring back, Trexel said, holding his hands in a circle and spreading them apart. If they don't like the park, can we at least use some of the equipment for use somewhere else?
No! No!
Can I have whatever will fit into my apartment? Hartrow made a sort of buzzing sound, snatching up the paper and bit into the center of it, tearing a hole through it with her teeth. She chewed, shot up from the table, and stormed out the door. After several seconds, Trexel leaned towards David. You know, 6 months ago, I'd have thought she was furious with me. But clearly the sexual tension in the room got to be too much for her. No, Trexel. I'm wearing her down, David. David couldn't argue with that. The end. Thank you for listening.